Now, as we come to the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we've come, by the way, to a very wonderful portion of the Word of God. And I want to say just this word about him personally at this time, and I hope you will not misunderstand me. I believe that he was God manifest in the flesh. But I also believe that he was not any less God because he was man. But on the other hand, I believe that he was not any more man because he was God. I think he was a perfect man, a real man. I think, very frankly, had you been there in that day, you would have enjoyed his company. I think it would have been a real privilege to have been in his company and to have heard his laughter. I don't like pictures of him at all. But I never saw a picture of him laughing, and I think he laughed many times. We're coming to an incident that I'm confident that a great many smiled when he talked to them about what he's going to talk to them in this particular section here. This is a very wonderful incident that he's going to give us here, and it's on prayer, by the way. And this is very important, but our Lord was so human, you'd have loved him. To have known him, you would have been in his presence and just had the best time that you ever had. You know certain human beings down here, you love to be with them, you love their company. I know that there are several preachers, I love to be with them. They sharpen my wits and my mental powers. I get rather sleepy mentally unless I have somebody to sharpen me. And I love to be with these brethren, and they're wholesome man. They are men that you enjoy to be with. And one of them, when he's up preaching, he sounds so pompous and serious, but he's a real human being, and he tells some of the funniest jokes I've ever listened to. Our Lord was good at that. Will you follow me now in chapter 18? He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, he's given the other side of prayer. Before, he said that you don't have to storm the gates of heaven and knock the door down to get God to hear you. But he also saying here, don't be discouraged in your prayer life and just keep plugging at it. I think that we just need to keep praying. That's the reason I urge people to pray for me. Just keep praying. I want God to intervene. My, how wonderful it is to have him intervene.